KB4, CBA Mobile.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Victor. Are you receiving me?
Sure am. You got a good signal into the repeater.
Taylor's visiting my son and trying to set up this radio for him. And I was just wondering if I was getting out. I appreciate you coming back. You got a good signal coming in to me. It's probably about a 5.8. But thank you again for coming back. This is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club repeater. Can you tell me where that repeater is located?
It is I think it's 3,500 feet on Caesar's Head.
Caesar's Head, thanks a lot for that info. I'm just gonna, my son is studying for his ticket, and he's just gonna be listening on this radio, so appreciate to come back. If you're out driving, hope you have a safe trip, and 73 to you and yours. This is KK4HWV, back to you.
4HWZ, KB4CPA. Yeah, I'm, I live in Taylor, and I got one stop to make before I get there, but I'm on 85 northbound right now, somewhere you don't usually find me, because I'm retired. I don't have to do this all the time, but anyway, it was the shortest distance between shortest distance between two points is a straight line, so that's kind of what I'm taking here.
Ready for Mountain Rest, South Carolina. I've got about 1,750 feet of mountain underneath me, plus I have a 40-foot tower, and I've got probably 15 repeaters I could hit, including Mount Mitchell repeater, and all the way down to Greenwood, and then all the way over to North Atlanta around Jasper, Georgia. But my son's place is kind of down in a little cul-de-sac, so I'm trying to see what we could do. We need to get this antenna up higher. But again, thanks a lot. You drive in. This is KK4HWV, as in Victor, and 73 to you. Bye-bye.
Well, enjoy your visit there, and enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. Sure is nice out here. Yeah, well, hopefully we'll talk to you later. 2 meters FM. KP4CBA Mobile 73s.
Bernice, KP4CBA was on there, but he cleared the frequency. This is N0TR.
Just for you, I'll unclear the frequency.
I got to watch the traffic here a second, Dave. I just bought some tweeters.
Did you say tweeters or tweezers?
Tomatoes. We're from Kansas, you know. Meters, tomatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes. One of those you're fluent in.
Call them their things. Meters down here in the south. You need to get you a Southernese book and study it a little bit. Meters. Got you some meters.
You have to read English first, and I front hooked on the phonics. But you need a little more fire in the wire.
All of that. What did he say?
Come back if there's another gentleman in there. spot, Dave. We're just leaving the daughters. We took them down some banana bars after we left the lake house. Whoa. That would be a cop.
Cop today. Just saw one on 85 and had somebody, somebody was pulling off. They just finished with them. So, and my daughter got pulled over sometime this morning, for a tag. You know, her tag's been expired since July, and I told her, you know, 2 months ago, I said, honey, you need to get that, need to get your taxes paid and get that sticker. Because you're going to get a ticket for it. And I think I mentioned it to her more than once. But now she got herself a $175 ticket. But she, the officer told her if she'd go to court that they would knock it down to zero. But she said, I don't have time to go to court. I'm just going to pay the fine. I thought, man, wish I had that kind of money.
I forget what Patrick called those government appreciation certificates or something. He had some kind of a name for it, I think. Yeah, I believe I'd go to court over that. Of course, it depends on how much you're going to lose and if your employer back you up. But if I was the employer for negligence, I wouldn't back her up. I'm sorry, Dave. She should have listened to you in that respect. We just sent ours in last week. I know that was a police officer because he was at 33 gigahertz. There he is again, 33.426 gigahertz. And I'm going down a hill. So I don't want to get one of those appreciation certificates.
Me either. I've had my collection. Of course, I haven't kept them. If I did, I should have kept them. And stick them in the back of the car park, take up the whole thing back of this 4Runner. But anyway, man, a lot of time I got pulled over. They just let me go because I'm so good looking. And they said, we'll let you go this time, but we'll give you a warning, verbal warning. But, if I catch you doing this again, I'm going to have to write you a ticket.
That guy thought you was good looking. He's got a bad case of ripe cataracts.
Well, there goes one of those funny looking, what is that thing? Tesla pickup truck or whatever it's called. Really strange looking vehicle. But anyway, I can remember back in the day, one evening I was dating this girl and I dropped her off. And I was pulling out onto Poinsett Highway, headed back toward Cherrydale, and then I was going to hit 291 and go home. So I got to where the road intersects Poinsett Highway, and it's kind of it's not a 90-degree angle. It kind of, it's more like a 45. And, there was some traffic coming, but they were way down. I think they were still coming down the other hill. So I just rolled through the stop sign and kept going. Well, it was at night, and needless to say, it was. Of course, it was a highway patrolman. But back then, you got to get out of the car, and he had me come sit in the front seat with him. And we sat there and talked for a long, long time. He never did give me a ticket.
Used to do. I've only had three in my life. Bernice had one, and it wasn't her fault. They still made her pay the court costs, even though they dismissed the charge. It was a brand-new Scottsdale Chevrolet, and they put the wrong color of plastic gear, I think it was, in the speedometer cable. So our speedometer was off about 5 miles an hour. Back then it was 55, and they got her for doing 61 or 62. But it wasn't true, but it really ticked me off. They made her pay $13 court costs. Back then, that was a lot of money to us, but she paid it. But, so really she's had none. And then I got one for turning left off of Broadway at 10:30 at night, going up to pick my sister up from the bus depot. And one in Wichita, when I was running right along with the traffic coming out of Boeing, I was working at Learjet, and he said, your motorcycles and sports cars been causing accidents lately, so he gave me a ticket for $11. And then I got my third one on my nephew's motorcycle, and I was doing, I think, 80 in 55. That was $46. That really hurt at Christmas time.
Miles an hour, you were just getting on up there to your cruising speed. Oh, me, I think mine would, I can't remember exactly, but I know I could do 80 in second gear and not be hurting the bike. I had three more to go. But usually after I came out of second, I just went ahead and bumped it because I knew I was going way over the speed limit, and I just let her slow down, stayed off the throttle, let it slow down, and then hit the throttle, once I got around the speed limit. But anyway, I've never gotten a ticket on my motorcycle, but I've gotten a bunch. When I was in college at Mars Hill, they had this officer, and he would only do this at night. He'd come flying up on my bumper, and this was back when it was 26 now, but it was 1923 back then, and flying up on my bumper, I'd be about 2 or 3 miles from the exit to Mars Hill, and with his bright lights on, couldn't see a thing. And of course, after it happened a time or two, I knew who it was. But I mean, he did it a bunch of times. Never gave me a ticket because he didn't have any. He didn't have a reason to. I'd say, well, why'd you pull me over? He said, well, you were a little close to the white line. Next time, you were a little close to the yellow line. This, that, and the other. Just stuff like that. Just give me a hard time.
Well, that one, we'd been cutting wood up at Bernice's mom's farm for a wood stove. That's what we heated with, mostly. And this guy, my nephew had told me he was going to Europe, and he put it out in the barn. He wanted me to ride that little 500 V-twin Honda water-cooled bike. He said, ride it up to the Arcady Corner, turn around, and when you come down the hill there, it was a big one, he says, run it up to 80 and let off of it. That blows the cobs out of it. And so I did. And I rode 55 miles an hour all the way up there, turned around, come back, ran it down to 80, or up to 80, and way up as far as I could see, a highway patrolman come over the top of the hill. Sunday afternoon, not a car on the road, and I knew he had me, and so I was still in overalls and that, coveralls, insulated coveralls because it was cold. So I pulled over before he even turned around, and he gave me a talking to, and he asked me, he said, would you do that again after I explained to him why I'd done it? And I said, well, sure. He says, why is that? And I said, well, you're supposed to be in the Pizza Hut. And he just laughed. He said, how'd you know that, Tom? I said, well, you're late. I said, it's past 1 o'clock. And I said, that's where you guys are at every Sunday. Three of you. Well, yeah, I appreciate your honesty. But you motorcycles and sports cars have been caught in a lot of wrecks lately, so I got to give you the ticket. And I said, well, I tried to be honest with you. And that was $46 at Christmas time. Ouch, that hurt, Dave.
I tell you, I'd love to get a $46 ticket now. I mean, you know, I got pulled over going to work one day on Lawrence Road, and the newer cars, you can just lift the turn signal arm, and you don't have to click it all the way in position if you're just changing lanes, and that's what I would do. And I know I lifted it up, but evidently I didn't lift it up enough, and it didn't signal. So he pulled me over, said I made a illegal lane change, and I'd never heard that before, first time I'd ever heard it. And he said, and you were going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, and there's nobody on the road. And so I'm like, okay. And he said, you just, you know, just sit tight. And so I did. And so he came back, he said, and I was sitting in the John Finger parking lot. He said, where you work? I said, right here. He looked up, he said, you work at John Finger Moss? I said, yes, sir, it's right here on my shirt, too. But anyway, he said, well, I'm just going to fine you for the illegal lane change, and I'm not going to charge you for the 10 miles an hour of the speed limit. It was $185 for illegal lane change. I thought, my gosh, I'm glad I wasn't charged for both. I'd have to go out and take a loan.
Sure. Well, this will really get you. Not long after we moved down here, it was Bernice's birthday, and we was going down to Wade Hampson by the Texas, we was going to Texas Roadhouse for dinner. And this hop joint was alongside of me on a motorcycle. Well, I obviously knew he was running radar because I got a detector right here. But every time I take out, that sucker would blast out of there no matter how quick I would. Finally, I went a little faster and I changed lanes. I gave a turn signal for probably a half a block to a block. Solid turn signal, and nobody gives turn signals down here. A few people do, but not very many. And he stopped me for that. I mean, he immediately turned on his lights, and I pulled over in the safety lane. Well, then he comes up there and got my license, registration, insurance, and all that. He come back, and he said, well, where was you going, Tom? And I said, well, we was going to the roadhouse. And I said, I'm not familiar with where I needed to get in that lane, but I said, I knew I needed to get in it. And I said, so I tried to get ahead of you, but you kept zooming off there on that bike. And I said, I thought when you seen my turn signal, you wouldn't call it an illegal lane change. And he said, well, I'm not going to give you a ticket. He said, I'm just going to give you a warning. But he said, why was you going up there? I said, well, it was my wife's birthday. And, okay, and he gave me the ticket. Started to walk off, and I said, hey, wait a minute. And I said, come back here. And, boy, they're real sharp-looking guys on those bikes. I said, I thought I told you it was my wife's birthday. Oh, yeah, he said, Mrs. Rouse, he said, happy birthday. I said, I thought you guys were supposed to be more courteous than that. He just laughed and went on. Wonder he didn't turn around and give me a ticket, Dave.
That's nice. Nice. KB4CBA. Yeah, I had, when I worked for the county, I was going to work one morning, and I'd just come by the law enforcement center on 385 and gone across the bridge there. And I noticed the middle and the inside lane were just packed full of cars, but nobody was in the outside lane. So I got in the outside lane. I was in my Mustang, one of my Mustangs, a 90 5.0. So I was booking at about 75, I think, up on that lane, and was going around the curve, and doggone, there was a city police officer sitting there in that curve. I didn't see him, of course, until it was too late. So, and he hit it. He was still in the, you know, in the emergency area of that lane on the side of the road. So he had his blue lights. I knew it was for me. I mean, who else could it have been for? And so I just pulled over in front of him. And he had to roll up about 5 or 6 feet. And then, but as soon as he saw my uniform, you know, of course, he asked for my driver's license and all that. And I gave it to him, and he said, "Where are you going in such a hurry, Mr. Cole?" And I said, "Well, I'm just trying to get to work." He said, 75 and a 55. He said, "Have a nice day." He handed me my license and all that back, and that was all I got. If I had had a county uniform, my own buddy, I mean, he probably would have spared me a ticket.
Now, you were very lucky there. Boy, these traffic infractions now, I listened to that cop show on Samsung Plus on our TV a lot on the weekends. You just die at the amount that they charge for those traffic tickets. I just don't speed that much anymore, but I do go 10 over at times, I'm sure. But these doggone cars are so quiet, and you can really, you just don't have the sense of speed unless, I guess, you was running up, you know, 100 mile an hour or so. But these guys up in front of our house on that big hill there, you know, Dave, they just make that their own personal racetrack every day. Now, I'm going to give you the tip of the day. That's going to stop really soon.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I'm getting ready to turn and pick up my pizza, so I'm going to completely lose the repeater. So I'll say 73's and 0TRKB4CPA.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, they caught a guy running 125 mile an hour down a hill a couple of years ago, rolled the car over and went in the neighbor's yard upside down, and two kids climbed out of it. And we're getting the same thing now over and over and over. And I'm afraid one of these days they're going to have a friendly chat with the Gestapo. they're nice folks. Anyways, talk to you later, Dave. KB4CBA, N0TR, clear.